This is Taylor Talk, the number one Taylor Swift podcast, brought to you by TaylorTalk.org. Hello, ladies and gents, and welcome to another episode of Taylor Talk, the Taylor Swift podcast. This is episode 96, and my name is Adam.
I'm Diane.
And I'm Steve.
And we're here for a very special edition. The CMA Awards were tonight, that is Country Music Association Awards. So we're here to chat about them with you. Taylor got four awards tonight. Musical Event of the Year for Highway Don't Care. Video of the Year, also for Highway Don't Care. And on that note, special shout out to Shane Drake, the director of that music video, who we actually had here on Taylor Talk on episode 62. So if you missed that, he talks a lot about the behind-the-scenes stuff of the video that just won a CMA award. Taylor also won International Artist Achievement Award. And finally, of course, the Pinnacle Award, which is a huge deal that we will talk about in just a bit. But first, I wanted to talk to my cohorts, or rather co-hosts, about Taylor's performance. What did you guys think?
Wow, that's the first thing that came to my mind was wow. It was very breathtaking and beautiful. Like, she really toned down the song a lot because, you know, Red, the actual version of it is, you know, very, I don't know, pop rocky, very high powered. And this version, like, she completely softened it and it was just beautiful. Yeah.
Steve, did you like it also?
I thought it was good. I know that we discussed it on the one of our previous episodes there, where we weren't sure what to expect based on, you know, who the other people that were going to be there performing with her were. But I thought it was pretty good. It was a different rendition, but it was a good rendition. I liked it.
Well, I'm kind of glad you guys liked it, because I was hoping for a little debate here, because it really was not my favorite Taylor performance.
You didn't like it?
I think I'm going to get a lot of hate for that, but I just don't think the song fits the theme. Like, Steve, you were mentioning on the past episode how we were speculating on what to expect, and this wasn't it for me. Like, when... Well, let me just explain really quick, Steve. Like, what I was expecting out of Taylor teaming up with other iconic country artists to do a new rendition of Red was something a little more, like we said, twangy, and I think you used the word bluegrass, Steve. Is that a fitting word?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's fitting.
I think that's what I was thinking. To me, this sounded more like a depressed version of Red. Like, it was slow, it sounded sad, where Red is supposed to be, as Taylor says, the color of passion. And by extension, the song should also be a passionate song, as the original version is.
Yes, but when you think about what the song is about, it's about not having someone in your life anymore. And I think she just kind of made that the focal point of the performance, you know, because they all wore black and it almost seemed very somber. So I can see where you're thinking, Adam, how it was kind of depressing. But for me, that wasn't a bad thing.
Yeah, but Diane, I guess you could say the song is about losing him. But however, I also think the primary line, if you go through the colors, you know, losing him was blue, blah, blah, blah. The end, loving him was red. It's a song about passion, in my opinion.
That's true, but you could also twist it to being it's a song about losing passion. Right? Do you kind of see where I'm going?
I guess. I just, you know, this whole like little campfire setup with the low lighting and everybody sort of in a semicircle, you know, you had... although I do have to give credit to the backup vocals, because Alison Krauss and Vince Gill did that, and I actually liked the presence of a male voice in that song. I don't know why, I just thought it added something really cool to it.
You probably liked it because you're a guy and you liked hearing the, I don't know, guy perspective or something.
That makes no sense, like Diane.
Female, yeah.
I don't know.
Or female voices.
Okay, never mind.
Here's a fun fact, though. Speaking of Alison Krauss, did either of you notice that she spells her name with one L, like Taylor Alison Swift does?
Whoa. Oh,
mind blown, right?
Yeah.
It was meant to be.
But Adam, you know, actually, the vocals were one of the things that I was kind of like least favorite part of it, to tell you the truth, because I felt that like they were almost like trying to whisper the song. Like, it was just kind of, there wasn't enough there that like I wanted a little bit more booming. Like near the end, like Taylor starts, just speaking a lot louder in the song, but it's like most of it, especially Vince Gill and Alison Krauss, it was like they were barely singing.
It was almost haunting in a way, the way that they were singing. Like to me, it was almost like they were ghosts and they were whispering in like the shadows or something. But
Right. I guess the campfire thing, Adam, that wasn't the first thing that came to my mind, but I do see where you're getting the whole campfire like little setup. It almost kind of reminded me of like almost like a pit symphony orchestra kind of thing, is based on how they were dressed and just how the lights were and everything else like
okay,
that.
I could see that a little bit. But I mean, speaking to that point too, I also expected something a little more theatrical than them just sitting around, because this was the CMA Awards. It's a big award show. Unlike another one which we discussed recently, the CMAs, or the Country Music Association's been around since 1958, and the award show has been around since 1967. This is like one of the premier country music award shows. You know what I mean? And I guess I just expected a bigger performance out of this whole collaboration.
Right, I think parts of it worked really well. I'll tell you the two things that were really kind of cool in the song. Number one was the Sam Bush and his mandolin, and the other part was the upright bass. I love those upright basses. I don't know what it is about them, but like how they just add such an element to the song.
They're very classic.
Well, I think that those two instruments, Steve, I think also added a little bit to the whole countryfying Red thing.
A little bit, but it was not what I expected it to sound like, and that's, I think you were too. You were thinking, we were on the whole bluegrass kind of, maybe a little closer to like Maine, like
Yes,
how. Okay.
exactly. That's where I was going. And I think, you know what, maybe if I rewatch this a few times, it'll grow on me because, as a lot of people know, when we did our very first analysis of I Knew You Were Trouble, what, over a year ago now, I didn't like it at first. And now I love it, and I rock out to it. So it could just be, based on that experience, I think I Knew You Were Trouble, it's just not what I expected from a Taylor song. But then when I set aside my personal feelings on that, I realized how good a song it actually was. And likewise, maybe if I rewatch this performance and get past the point where I'm like, okay, this isn't what I expected, maybe I will actually appreciate it for what it is.
Well, I don't know if you will or not. It's possible. My thing is, I think it's kind of along the lines of when she's done other renditions of some of her other songs, that you haven't been that big of a fan of it. You kind of, once you hear the original, then you hear like a different version, you're like, this is not the same as the original. I like the original better.
That's not always the case, Steve. I actually like the remix version of Everything Has Changed better.
But you didn't like You Belong With Me, the Motown version of that.
Well, that's because that
Well,
was
I
just
didn't like that
terrible.
either.
That just wasn't a good version of it, I don't think. But
But what was,
this, I don't even know where I was going, Steve. What were you saying?
yeah. Well, I mean, it's a nice change, but I don't, it wasn't what I expected. It was good, and one of the things that's cool is the fact that they actually are releasing that out to iTunes. I hope I didn't steal your thunder if that's what you're going to talk about
That's not what I was going to
soon.
talk about, and I'm glad you actually brought that up because I forgot about that. We even tweeted it earlier, and as we're recording, I actually forgot they were doing that. And that is really interesting. I wonder if it will be the actual live version, or I wonder if that group actually got in the studio and did a studio recording of it.
I think it'll be the live version. I don't know, I'm just guessing. But I mean, when they've done that with previous songs, it has been the exact live version. And it's a lot of people. They're busy. They might not have time to go into a studio and redo it.
In that case, where is our version of All American Rejects cover of Mean? I want that song.
Oh my gosh. Adam, you're gonna say that for the rest of your life.
That's because that is the best song I have ever in my life heard. So, for those who don't know what I'm talking about, the All American Rejects a while back did a cover of Mean and mixed it up with their song Gives You Hell, and it was just absolutely fantastic. But it was at a live show and never actually recorded. So, I just want to clear that up so I don't confuse anybody. But overall, like Taylor's performance then, I think the general consensus, you both liked it, and I was kind of eh on the fence. Is that accurate?
It wasn't the best performance ever that she's done for the CMA Awards, but it was interesting. Like, I wanted to tune in because once you heard the names of everybody that, was going to be involved there with her, you were like, oh, well, this is going to be interesting. I mean, we're so used to hearing it with her full band and everything like that. To hear a different rendition was cool, but it wasn't my favorite rendition of Red, let's put it that way.
Fair point, Steve. I'll accept it. So,
Thanks.
the Pinnacle Award, dare I say, was the pinnacle of the night.
Oh my
Ah,
gosh.
da-da-tsh.
Ooh.
I know I don't have my special effects handy right now, so I had to mount that one. But so we got a tweet actually from @FearlessHoovian who said, "I just saw the segment where they present Taylor with the Pinnacle Award, and I'm crying. I'm so proud of her." And Diane was crying too, not to call
Oh
anyone
my
out.
gosh, I was crying so much. I thought I was going to be fine through most of it. And then they started showing like her friend saying like, "Oh, Taylor, congratulations." And then I lost it because I knew how much that meant to her. And I was just like, from that moment on, I was like tearing up a little bit. And then finally at the end, I was like sniffling and like there was snot. It was messy.
Oh, Diane, gross.
It was I'm just so
Ew.
happy for her and I'm so proud.
Oh, what Tay Tay?
Yeah, I'm gonna cry now thinking about it. You guys talk.
Well, let's just kind of walk through it for a sec. So it started with you had Lennon and Maisie Stella from Nashville sing their version of You Belong With Me, which was really, really cool. And then they introduced the presenters, and that's where it really caught Taylor off guard because the award, sorry, was presented by Faith Hill, Tim McGraw, Brad Paisley, Rascal Flatts, George Strait, and Keith Urban, all these major artists who took Taylor in as an opener for them. And now they're like presenting her with one of the highest honors in country music. It's insane. And to be clear, to really, really set in how big a deal this award actually is, only one other artist has gotten it before, and that was Garth Brooks. So all these huge names have not gotten it. Taylor has.
Yeah, and Garth Brooks got it in 2005, so it's been years since they've given that to anyone that they felt, that they wanted to give the award to.
Right.
So that's just crazy.
And just for the fun of sharing it, so people know what it is exactly. The Pinnacle Award is the award that recognizes an artist who has achieved both national and international prominence through concert performances and record sales at levels unique in country music. The artist has also attained the highest degree of recognition within the broad exposure or expanse of music worldwide. The artist's talent and presence will have a long-term positive impact on the appreciation of country music for generations to come. Like, wow.
That is Taylor, though.
Wow,
Like, she
that
has done all
absolutely
those
is.
things. Yeah.
And it is Garth Brooks too. I mean, if there's any two people that deserve that award that have been in country music through the years, it's those two people.
Right. And it's just crazy. I mean, and you think about it, and every point in there is absolutely true. I mean, if you look, and it's talking about national and international prominence, right? Like, I mean, just look at our show at Taylor Talk. Like, we've made it to 207 countries. That means there's 207 countries that actually care about Taylor that much that they're listening to us.
I know, that's
That is crazy.
incredible.
All we do is talk about Taylor.
Yeah.
But people love her that much, and I don't think any other country artist, with the exception apparently of Garth Brooks, can make that claim. And then
Right.
it.
And a lot of other country artists have said that, Taylor has done so much to push the envelope of country music throughout the entire world. I know that there was a quote from Jason Aldean from a couple years ago where that's exactly what he said, that, she is such an important part of country music because everybody that is getting into country music, and country music is bigger now than it has been in the longest time. And a lot of that roots back to Taylor Swift.
Exactly.
I can honestly say that I don't think I would listen to that type of music if it wasn't for Taylor. Like, I wouldn't be such a big fan of that genre, country.
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, my personal story is that, you know, I hated country music growing up. Then I became a fan of Taylor. And then by extension, when I really got into country music was actually, Steve, when you invited me along to CMA Fest this year, only 5 months ago, back in June.
He's a new country fan.
You are.
I am, but that's the whole point is, you know, I'm not the only one is what I'm getting at. And that's why Taylor earned this award, because she has done that to me as well as countless other people as well.
She is the gateway to country music.
She is. And moving on to the next point of that, too, talking about recognition within the broad expanse of music worldwide. I mean, duh. We're talking all the time about like how Taylor is not only country anymore, how she's become a genre of her own and expands into all aspects of music. I mean, that was pretty self-explanatory, is it not?
Right. And that's what Garth Brooks did. I mean, I'm kind of old enough that I went through a lot of where Garth Brooks was at, like, the pinnacle of his career. And everybody was into Garth Brooks, regardless if you were big into country or not. Everybody, like, you couldn't not like Garth Brooks or see him somewhere, or, you know, he was doing like countries right, or he, like, concerts right in Central Park and just everything. It was like Garth Brooks was everywhere. So Taylor has really done exactly that same sort of thing and made that much of an impact.
Right. If I think back to my childhood, Steve, Garth Brooks was the only country artist I knew of by name. I wasn't a fan. I didn't know his music, but I knew Garth Brooks as someone who didn't care about country music at all. So I think that's what you're...
that speaks high volumes right there in itself, right?
Exactly. Exactly. And finally, the last point to that is the one that absolutely blows my mind, because the Country Music Association thinks highly enough of Taylor and her music to feel that that she will have a long-term positive impact on the appreciation. I can't even speak right now. The appreciation of country music for generations to come. Like, the first thing I thought of when I read that line was the Beatles. Like, they're putting Taylor in that type of category where she expands time. Like, she will be around forever. She's not going away. She won't
that's
be a
music
fad.
To the ears of all Swifties, because that's one thing that we've always seemed to say is, like, you know, we do not want Taylor to fade away. Like, she is going to reinvent herself. And, you know, we discussed about album number 5 and, you know, what changes she might make to give a fresh new look on it. So to keep her fans and also get a bunch of new fans that may not be familiar with her music.
Precisely. So overall, I mean, award well deserved, Taylor. Absolutely. Definitely, definitely, definitely. Right? Right.
Exactly. Hey, I have one little tidbit on that. And it's actually a tweet from Amos, her bass player. And I thought it was pretty good.
What you got for us, Steve?
It says, "Congrats on a well-deserved award, Taylor Swift. Though I doubt this is the pinnacle." Which is kind of one of those things that's a little scary when you think about it. Like, when you get the Pinnacle Award, that means you're at the top.
Yeah, you're on your way down, of like, effectively. Right. But she's not.
No, she's not. And that was something I believe that somebody even mentioned. Oh, duh. It was Justin Timberlake in her montage, which, why don't we talk about that for a sec? When they presented Taylor with the award, they showed a video montage showing a brief bit of Taylor's history as an artist, you know, detailed her charity work, and then had various celebrities, including Justin Timberlake, Reese Witherspoon, Mick Jagger, Julia Roberts, and Ellen, like, all, you know, saying how proud they were that she deserved it and things like that. And I totally lost where I was going with the Justin Timberlake thing. He said he said something about it not being the pinnacle, that he sees her really still at the beginning, like, really going to accomplish great things as her career progresses, which is more or less what you said, Steve, right?
Right. One of my favorite moments, because what they actually did is, you know, they started showing the other artists and they were congratulating Taylor, and then they cut to like a little picture of like the live feed of what Taylor was reacting and everything else, like,
yes!
That and like especially the Mick Jagger one, she just completely, like, it's like
she
blows
freaked
her away.
Out. Yeah,
she did. It was great.
Yeah, like, her reactions were priceless. She was very, very honored, you can tell. And she was brought to tears as well by the end of her speech.
Oh.
Yeah, she walked away crying.
That's where I lost it. Like, I was kind of misty-eyed through most of it there. And, you know, get a little bit of goosebumps and everything else like that. Because this is a huge, huge deal. I mean, the thing that's crazy is, you know, you have the Entertainer of the Year Award, which is a big award. But the Pinnacle Award almost seems to be
bigger.
That's the
bigger
award of the night. Oh,
yeah,
it is, because this is like an award for her entire career up to this point. And they're saying, like, you were awesome in your past, you're awesome now, and you will keep being awesome, like, forever. Like, that's basically what it means. It's like the highest award that you could ever get.
Not to mention Entertainer of the Year. If you look through the history of the CMAs, lots and lots and lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of people won Entertainer of the Year, including Taylor herself twice.
Yeah, and this award is exclusive.
This award
has only the second person to get it.
Exactly. This award has been granted to Taylor Swift and Garth Brooks. Like, that is a big deal.
But this award doesn't have the history. I know that we've talked about that before with, you know, if something is around for a while, it builds a legacy. Right now, the Pinnacle Award doesn't have much of a legacy. It only has two people that ever got it. It's only been around since 2005.
But Steve, it has the prestige with going along with being as rare as it is, because it was presented to Garth Brooks in 2005, and they, until this point, what are we at, 8 years later, have not felt that anybody else was worthy.
Right.
Until Taylor. It took 8 years for them to find another artist that was worthy of that award.
Right. Well, and to be at that point in her career, because technically Taylor could have won that in, you know, maybe 2006 or 2007. But obviously she wasn't at the pinnacle of her career. She had to mature to that point. And, you know, it's hard to say. But the lifetime of this award is going to be huge. Like, as it goes on, this award only gets that much more prestige behind it as the years go on.
And who knows? It may be another 8 to 10 years before someone else finally earns it.
Right, absolutely.
You never know, but I got a question for you guys.
Go for it.
How about that Ellen?
How about her?
How about Ellen?
Award.
So, filling people in on the joke, because I hate leaving people out of the loop. Ellen, when she got on her part on the montage, she said, "Congratulations to Taylor Swift for winning the Pineapple Award." And then, like, pauses and is like, "Oh, wait, Pinnacle Award. That makes a lot more sense."
I knew that Ellen would have to say something very sweet because, you know, she's great friends with Taylor, but she's Ellen. Like, she has to make a joke. So that was just perfect.
It was.
I'm just waiting for someone to either Photoshop or create a meme with Taylor, like, holding a pineapple and having the pineapple.
Right? Steve, make
Steve,
it. Get on
get
it.
Get on that.
No. We're recording a show.
Sure.
Can't multitask that much.
Of course you can. You're the famous Steve Ditch.
Uh-huh.
So, overall, I'd say successful night for Taylor. You know, four awards, you know, one of which was the Pinnacle Award. Like, big, big deal. Big deal. So, congrats to Taylor for all your success tonight. We love you. Steve loves you. Diane loves you.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Swifties everywhere love you. Tim McGraw loves you. Mm-hmm. Faith Hill. Faith Hill. I'm done. I'm sorry.
Okay, are you going to list, like, everyone in country
George
music
Strait.
Ever?
Yeah, no,
I just...
That
influenced our career.
Diane, to be perfectly honest, I just didn't know exactly what to say, so I was just running with it.
You're just filling space.
Exactly. Now, speaking of awards, we have more shout-outs to give, because, as we've stated on the last few episodes, we are up for two podcast awards in the 9th Annual Podcast Awards, and as we promised, we're giving shout-outs to anyone who lets us know that they voted for us, and I'm going to tell you the truth here, and this list actually isn't complete, because there are some people I forgot, and if I forgot, rattle my cage and yell at me and be all like, "You forgot me on that last list," because...
You forgot my parents, Adam. They've been voting.
I think they're on this list.
No.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, they are. Just kidding. You can
oh,
go.
Thank you, Diane. So, shout-outs to... Well, we'll start with the Twitter list. @CaterPiggle, Swifty Fan 6, Aria Kiss, Taffy Girl 04, B Cat Swag, Jen Ann Rodriguez, K Deeb 24, Swear on Swift, George Derbis, Martha Marie Luna, Verena? Gradinger, Captivated by You, The Tony 45, T Swift LA, Fearless 1892, Falling for Swift, JB Bailey 1021, Cyra Lee 13, Tater Swift 13, Swifty Forever, and that's for Twitter so far. Other shout outs go out to Pearl, Beth, Nozomi, Malik, Charlotte, Andrew, Aaron, Andrea, Shannon, Denise, Judy, Ken, Caitlin, Celine, and Tammy.
Woo! Thank you guys so much.
Who else have I forgotten? I forgot my cousins, Sammy and Bree. Shout out to you guys for voting. Diane's parents were on the list, so they got their shout out. Shout out to Steve's parents, who I'm sure are also voting. I hope. Steve.
Right, Steve?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
But in all seriousness, guys, joking aside, I am personally overwhelmed with the support we've gotten from you guys for these awards. Like, these awards, you know, as much as Taylor's awards meant to her tonight is how much these mean to us. And the fact that you guys would support us like that is unbelievable. Like, I really, really appreciate it. And I'm sure Diane and Steve, you guys do as well.
Oh, I Absolutely. Appreciate it so much.
Like, we put a lot of
nominated. I mean, that was a huge achievement right in itself.
It was. I cried that night.
Oh.
Okay, maybe. Well, okay. So, guys, the voting remains open until November 15th at 9 p.m. Eastern. If you have already voted, please continue to vote every day. If you haven't voted yet, we'd really, really appreciate it if you could take just a minute of your time, visit podcastawards.com, vote for us in both the People's Choice category and the entertainment category, then down at the bottom, you'll enter your name, a valid email, and hit submit. Now, this is really, really important that you enter a valid email, though, because it will send you a verification email. That way you can click a link and just basically let them know you're human and not a robot voting. And if you do that, your vote will be counted. If you forget, then your vote won't count and the effort will, well, be lost.
Be wasted, yeah.
So please, guys, take a minute, podcastawards.com, and vote for us in People's Choice and Entertainment. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much. So I'm terribly sorry to anyone who asked us an Ask FM question this week. We'll get back to those next midweek episode. If you want to submit to those, you can, of course, go to ask.fm/TaylorTalk13. If you want to submit content in any other way, of course, there are a multitude of ways to do so. You can email us, taylortalk@taylorswift13.org. You can tweet us, Facebook us, or Taylor Connect us, all to TaylorTalk13. If you are in the U.S. or Canada, you can leave us a voicemail or a text message to area code 240-31-SWIFT. Canadian folks, there are long-distance charges on that, so be aware of that. Everybody else in the world, you can go to taylortalk.org, click leave a voicemail on the side of the website, leave us a voicemail there, and we'd love to hear from you guys and can't wait to hear from you guys. Submit mini segments, well, whatever you want. Just talk to us. It's fun hearing from you guys. Anyway, for episode 96 of Taylor Talk, our special edition CMA Awards coverage, this has been Adam,
Diane,
and Steve.
Saying have a great day, guys. We'll see you on episode 97. Bye-bye.
Bye, guys.
Pineapple award.
Nah, Steve. All right, bye, guys.
Bye.
This podcast is not directly affiliated with Taylor Swift.